Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is 360. We're doing a 360. It's episode 360.
Spin it right round to the beginning.
Baby, right round.
Right round.
Like an episode, like a podcast episode, right round.
Round, round.
That's it. This is Stephanie. I'll be Leah.
Okay.
And this will be an episode of this podcast.
The Watchers.
We are the Watchers. Yeah. We are
yeah.
The Watchers.
We are.
Quiz for you about British TV.
Honestly, every time you say you've got a quiz for me, in my head I go, Housewives. And today I thought it was coming out of your mouth. British television.
British TV.
Okay. British comedy.
Yes, and some others sprinkled
Holby
in
City.
There.
Casualty.
No.
Children's Ward. Do you remember Children's Ward of Nickelodeon?
The name of it.
Leah.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
I'd completely and utterly forgotten about that.
I feel like if we 100%. Saw any of it, even 5 minutes of it now.
What is this rubbish?
But we lived for it.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, there were so many good things when we got cable TV.
Mm. The world opened up to us.
It was a world of difference.
Look at us now. We have done a full 360.
360.
Back at Children's Ward.
I've been on strike a little bit. No, I've been boycotting.
Disney. No. I just took that with those words back. Christmas movies.
Not
okay. Phew. I thought the world exploded.
American TV and movies until they learn to behave themselves, or I give in, which will probably be next week.
Yeah, I wonder who's got more willpower. That's right.
They've got 4 years to be ridiculous, and I'll probably give in a week.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was a conscious decision of mine. I was like, you know what?
Did you really?
I can't even hear the accent this week.
Cannot deal with any of
I
you
got
right
to go.
Now.
I
might say I did too because I think I've really only watched Australian stuff in the last week.
Mate.
So I jumped on board with you.
Unintentionally.
I did.
Unintentionally boycotted.
I jumped on that bandwagon without knowing what it was.
I think the reason I said this way for a week is because I've been having a look. I cannot believe that we forgot to have a look at things to stream in November last week because now we're in mid-November.
Yeah, look, things were on the precipice.
Yes,
last
everyone
week.
Was a bit.
We're a little bit stressed,
on edge,
all of us.
And now we're.
Yeah.
We are angry and we are disappointed.
Because the world wishes they could have voted.
Mm. Yep.
I don't know why they don't ask us in our opinion about.
We have really
their
good
nation.
Opinions on everything. Mm. It's. Make it compulsory. Everybody will do it.
Compulsory for us, for the outsiders.
That's right. Exactly. Would you like to get into, I'm calling it the news, was actually things to stream this month.
Get so, into the rundown.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
First things first, this is why the boycott will break. Because on the 1st of November, Disney released a documentary called Music by John Williams.
Yeah.
Think about the things he has done. I mean, would Star Wars, Indiana Jones, did he do Jurassic Park?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, just like everything. I want to watch it. I definitely want to watch this doco.
Me too. I really do.
He's an absolute legend, that bloke.
I think Disney does good music docos. Put it out there. They really
agreed.
Do.
Absolutely
interesting
agreed.
Takes.
And you can see the money in it. Like it's quality.
It's oozing money.
Mm-mm-mm. It just looks good. Speaking of looking good, there's an animated film from this year coming out 15th. So, okay.
Same.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now.
An almost Christmas Story. I'll give you the little synopsis.
Yeah, go on.
Moon, a curious young owl, finds herself trapped in a Christmas tree destined for Rockefeller Plaza in New York City.
Oh, my gosh. I only found out yesterday that the tree in Rockefeller Plaza is real.
Oh, my gosh. I only found out now that the tree in Rockefeller Plaza is real. I didn't know.
I didn't know either. I watched a clip of them raising the tree, putting it into place, and it was all sort of wrapped up, and I thought, I wonder if that's real. That doesn't look real.
And then they cut the string and went, boy, oi, 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 oi.
And then I went to the comments and everyone was like, what a travesty. Why wouldn't you just make a fake one to do this year after year? And people were like, why don't you just grow one there? Like, good point.
Keep it there.
Keep it there forever.
Yeah.
And deck it out in different holiday traditions.
Easter eggs. You can have American flags for the 4th of July.
Just make it a green tree.
A green tree.
For 10 months of the year, and come November, make it look gorgy.
That's what we used to do with our Christmas tree when we were little.
Yeah.
I think it was, what are the ones down on DYB and I think Manly as well? Mm. Are they Norfolk?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
We have one of those.
Mm.
And every single year Dad would bring it in. And it would have one or more praying mantises in it.
Yeah.
And then one year, Mum was like, you know what? I'm going to prune this tree. She cut it in half, it died.
Of course she did. I mean, that's what she's known for. She's not the baby whisperer. She's the tree killer.
Pruner.
She's the plant pruner.
Yeah. Do you remember the passion fruit down the driveway?
I mean, vaguely.
Because she
trimmed that one too. Yeah,
it died.
I mean, however, though, that tree is a Christmas tree. It was a legacy for us.
Mm.
But it was very sparse. Like, there were big gaping,
massive gaping
gaps between every branch.
Exactly.
That you did the tinsel.
Yeah.
But it really did look like you had just decorated a twig.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, you know, different places just use the trees that they have.
Yeah.
I remember watching a Christina New doco on the ABC about Christmas in Australia, and she said when she was growing up, her mum would drag a mango tree into the house.
I love that.
Love it.
Bring that hibiscus bush in.
I mean,
Mum. You don't have to decorate.
Mum was unable to do that because our mango tree was climbable.
The size of Rockefeller Plaza's tree.
And it was massive.
If we had had the thought of putting tinsel around it back then, we would have.
We would have.
But we're a few decades late in that thought.
It's just a couple of years.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, Moon befriends a lost little girl named Luna and then they go on an adventure.
Is it animation?
Yes.
Not as interesting.
Look. No, look, it's that kind.
Okay, that's cute.
That's cute, right?
I'm doing it.
It's a nice one. So I've spoken about two things there on Disney. Here are a couple of things that I saw just on a mixture. It's just a mixture. This is one 100% I'm keeping an eye out for on Netflix. A Man on the Inside. This isn't coming out till the 22nd. This is made by the creators of Parks and Recreation, Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
oh, okay.
The Good Place.
It's not what I was thinking.
Ted Danson is in it.
Of course it is.
He's a retired university professor who accepts an offer to go into a nursing home as an undercover operative to investigate the facility. It's a half-hour comedy. I'm watching it.
Fun.
I am watching it. I mean, Ted Danson and the creators of those shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the in crowd.
I've got to remember, though, 22nd. This might be one people would like to watch. It's on Apple TV and it's called Bad Sisters, So We're Not In It. This is on the 13th. So, it's already out. It's out.
Yeah.
Awesome. So it is the first season of this dark comic Irish thriller. Sorry, there's a cockatoo screeching outside. You may or may not be able to hear it, but
it's loud.
It's having a chat.
Wait, an Irish thriller.
Dark comedy Irish thriller.
Dark comedy thriller.
I'm reading this from the Sydney Morning Herald, so I can do a bit of quoting if you like, so you can get an idea. It follows a group of tightly knit sisters who plotted to save their foundling
Christmas tree.
Sibling. Their foundering sibling by murdering her malicious husband.
Ooh.
And each episode we'll go through how they do that and if they can. Yeah, got a lot of time for that. Anyone keen for a traditional, good old traditional Stan Christmas movie?
Yes.
All right, I'm glad you are.
I mean, what is November if it is not the official beginning of Christmas mm-hmm, movies? Mm-hmm. Not for you.
No, I've already started. But I'm about a month and a half in.
Well done.
I've been keeping a list, but then I looked at the list and I went, I've not been keeping this list very accurate. I've been missing a lot of them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot.
How many, you reckon? 15.
No. Maybe 8?
I'm just going to say 14.
8 to 10? Quite a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
In a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. This is.
Come on. You'd need to do more than that. I'm not impressed, actually. Okay.
Well, I will do more. Nugget is Dead, A Christmas Story, coming out on the 21st of November.
Yes, you will.
So there were a few people that worked on the feed mm-hmm. on SBS, and they're now kind of part of this. Vic and Jenna have co-written and co-starred in this Australian Christmas movie. Fun. This is a thing. This is a thing that Stan does every year now.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie, fun. Yeah. And this one, I do like those guys. Okay, so those two were very funny. I enjoyed them, and then I was sad when they were no longer working there on the feed. So the fact that I know that they are part of this, like that they have written this story, it's a comedy about a dysfunctional family forced to reunite when one thing they all agreed on, their beloved family dog Nugget, is at risk.
Oh.
This is also a movie that I know at least one or two people who have worked on.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in the know.
You are connected.
I say one or two because I can't remember if both said that they did or one didn't and I told the other one that they
did. You just put yourself in on it.
I have no
I know
part
three
of it.
I'm not people.
Part, oh, yeah, I was definitely part of it.
I feel like our family would make a pretty decent Stan Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like we had people bags in Christmas before June.
This year. It was, I reckon, March.
Yeah, you are absolutely right.
And or earlier.
I think it was earlier because last year it was 100% March.
It was March because it was someone's birthday and they made the announcement and then everybody else at the table except for us said, no, it's at Leah's. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Which in turn has made everybody think that I want it. I don't want it. I will have it at anybody else's house except for mine. But I keep getting the Christmas is at ours, not at yours. And I'm like, okay, but don't want it.
Am I bothered though?
I'm not bothered. Means I don't need to clean.
I'm excited about the Christmas food. I really am. I know that there are some people in the family who are like, it's the same thing every year. Mm. But I only get to eat it once a year and I love it.
Okay, you might be up for a little bit of a hiccup because there are people who make the once a year food who have made statements at Christmas
conversation.
Oh, yeah,
they're retiring.
Mm. And I took a lot of joy in watching people scramble to say, oh, well, I'll do it then. And I thought, oh, this is fabulous.
The things I'm most excited about, Christmas ham,
mm-hmm.
Christmas trifle.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else, it's a surprise, which won't be a surprise.
Nothing's a surprise. It's the same every year.
I don't know why you're saying that. Like other people listening to this will be surprised that families have the same food every year. Everybody has the same food every year.
Every single dish? Every single dish at our Christmas is exactly the same every year, but yet there is still a conversation about it.
Oh, the conversation is done.
The conversation drives me up the wall because it's like, just make what you always make. Why are we having this? And then there's always people who are like, hang on, there's too many meats. Maybe we should change it up. And it's like, nobody's going to change it up because everybody makes the same thing every single year.
And then there's a few people who make surprise extra dishes. There's two that I'm thinking of. They make surprise extra dishes. And then we're all like, oh, there's a lot of food here.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Christmas. Of course
there's always like 7 desserts and people always get shocked by that. And I'm like, I want to start at dessert. Like I just want to change it up and be like, we're starting at dessert and then we're having Chinese takeaway. family for the rest. Deal with it, everyone.
It's fun. SBS On Demand, Spy / Master. 21st of November.
Spy / Master.
So this was an HBO commissioned series, and it's a Norwegian sci-fi mystery. Okay, Spy / Master is set in the height of the Cold War, and it's set over a week of the life of a fictional character and that character's right-hand man. And I think people are quite into Cold War stuff now.
Okay.
Because it feels like
there's a lot.
Well, it feels like we're not in a Cold War. We're in more of proxy wars. We're proxy warring.
It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are all the things that look good. I mean, there's heaps more, but they're the things to me that look really good over November that I will hopefully watch a lot of.
Hmm.
Would you like to get into the watching suggestions?
I really do.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast @gmail.com.
What'd you watch?
I watched a new show. So welcome to November. I watched a show premiering on SBS,
mm-hmm.
on SBS On Demand, and it's called The Jury, Death on a Staircase. Have you heard about it?
I think I might be getting mixed up with something that came out a couple of years ago.
Okay. Oh, no, there was like a
documentary did she fall or did he
about
fall?
Called The Staircase. Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay.
not that. It has
okay,
nothing okay, to do with okay. that. No, no. Yep. So it is based off a show that originated in the UK that was called The Jury, A Murder Trial. But this one is The Jury, Death on a Staircase. What it is a really, really interesting premise of they have will essentially presented all the information that a case is given
mm-hmm.
in a courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I have heard of this.
Mm. If you were to change the 12 people of a jury and put 12 new people, would they come to the exact yeah. same conclusion? Which goes into that whole thing of do we all think the same way?
Perspective,
jumping to conclusions, yeah. conspiracy theorists, all of that. So what they've done is they have brought together 12 people, and for the sake of the television show, they have really tried to get 12 very different walks of life from Australia. And they are, with actors, presenting a real trial, word for word, what was seen, heard, presented in the courtroom.
It is a really fascinating idea.
Really fascinating idea, right? So the one in the UK, they actually presented two trials, two completely okay. different cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the producers of the Australian one said it was quite a mind boggle to try and juggle all okay. the facts of the case.
Plus it muddled 24, a bit, did it?
Yeah, 24 jurors. So
okay.
the Australian one decided just to do 12.
Mm-hmm.
This has been in the works and production for a ridiculous amount of time because, for one, they had to find the right case because the case is a real case. They had to find one that had exhausted every possible appeal because mm-hmm. you can't touch it if it's going to go up for appeal and then everything is
yeah, it's got to be done and dusted.
Has
yeah.
to be done and dusted. Something that was gripping enough to grip an audience as well as this makeshift jury. And
so not too tedious, not too in the weeds.
Exactly.
I get you.
So what they've got is one case, and I thought it was going to be one case per episode, but no, we are getting one case okay. for the
That's
whole
good.
Season.
That's good.
It's really good.
Because then you're invested yeah. as well.
And if I, while names, dates, locations, all of that has been completely changed for the sake
okay.
of privacy.
Yeah, right.
I think with a little bit of Googling, you'd probably figure out
yep.
really quickly.
That makes sense.
So I want to say if you haven't started it yet, don't Google.
Going cold.
Just going cold yep. and stay cold.
Then
and
you can be part of the
you
jury.
You can be part of it. Exactly. Mm. You can see like what they've been presented.
Mm.
Like which one of these 12 jurors do you kind of side mm. with? Why? Because they're of the same demographic of you because they're university educated, female, male, have past experiences that might relate to this case. So the case, in case you're interested, from what I've seen so far, the episodes only get released every Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
So I've only seen one so far. The case is a gay couple, and they've said living in Petersham, I think it was, one of different nationalities, about a 20-year age gap.
Okay.
And they get a 000 call. A very hysterical person is calling saying they need help. They could barely understand what was being said. The paramedics and the police arrived to find an older gentleman lying towards the bottom of the stairs, not on the stairs, but not right at the very, very bottom of the stairs, with his head on a pillow, his partner holding his head, screaming, wailing, absolutely hysterical. And this man has some interesting injuries that don't quite match a fall from the stairs, but there's evidence around the room that thinks something happened. And it, what was really interesting, and when you watch it, you'll see, is the jurors who, after hearing one session, maybe two sessions, they want to come back and they've got a conspiracy. They've figured it out and they're like, this is it. This is what happened. And that person's guilty. That person's not guilty. And you think, they have been told this is going to be an 8-day trial. And after one session, they've already got an idea in their head.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy to think how much we bring into something? So how unbiased are we actually as a jury? Interesting, right? And they have to come to an agreement. So where,
yeah,
somewhere along the way, do people just go, oh, for goodness, like, I give up. I'm over this, whatever.
I need to go back to my
And then people
work.
Who within the first day were like, I just can't see this guy being guilty.
Yeah.
He's not guilty in
He's
my
not
mind.
Guilty.
It's really interesting. As I said, I've What's only seen The Jury, Death on a Staircase. Okay. It's on SBS and SBS On Demand. I would love, because we only get an episode a week.
Follow along. Yep.
Will you watch it with me?
Yep.
Okay.
Remind me, okay?
Leah, can you watch
it? Oh, okay. What are you? Yeah. I have been watching a Spanish program called In English Holy Family or Sagrada Familia. And if you watched any of Money Heist,
yeah,
couple of faces you'll okay. see in this one. And I went in fresh, had no idea what it was about. I was just like, oh, and I'm like, oh, maybe they're vampires, like, because they have to, they keep closing all their curtains and blinds, and this one guy's not allowed out.
This is so your
thing.
And
I'm like, is this a it's not a vampire story at all. It's about a family hiding a secret.
Okay.
And it's set in Madrid. There are some flashbacks to, I don't know, but another place that isn't Madrid. I'm sure if you were from Spain, you'd be like, that's there. There are some Argentinian connections in there as well. And it's a mother with maybe a 6 to 8 month old baby and two teenage children. The teenage son is not allowed out. The teenage daughter is. She's a bit of a piano, like, aficionado, is that right? Anyway, she's really good at piano, so she's going to uni, I think.
Okay.
And she meets a couple of people. He sneaks out sometimes, meets a new neighbor. And maybe the new neighbor's not all as...
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
And there are some other neighbors around who have got their own interesting stories, and things start to intertwine, connect, and I am... So it's two seasons. I think three episodes into the second season, and it is a roller coaster. After a while, you're just like, this person is the worst. And then you're like, this character is here for a particular reason. I don't know what it is, but this person is here for something. And there are a couple of shocking moments where you're like, oh my God, they didn't just do that, did they?
Oh my gosh. How many episodes?
I think there were 8 in the first season. I would imagine there'd be about the same. Yeah, there are 16 episodes. So I really like it. One Like I said, a couple of familiar faces, particularly two of the main female leads. If you watched Money Heist, you'd be like, oh, my God, it's her. So, yeah. Have you been watching anything else?
I've only been trying to finish the series I talked about last week, Human Error.
Because is it good? Still enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Another Australian thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if I've remembered to say this during the past few weeks, but remember you said to me there's a certain amount of Gavin and Stacey episodes, and if you watch them all, you will end up being able to watch the Christmas special, which is the final finale, never, ever, ever thing. And you've actually been telling me to watch Gavin and Stacey for years, and I've been like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Anyway, I've gotten around to it in a really interesting time because boycotting.
Yeah.
It's English. It's older. So it's from, if I said maybe 2007 to about, so I think there were three seasons and they were all around there. I think it finished around 2010 or 11 or something like that. And then I've just jumped in, not realizing that was what was going to happen, jumped into the 2019 Christmas special. I was like, oh, my God, everyone's so much older. And now there will be the next one.
They're making a new one.
But this era, the 2007 to 2011, it's – and when I've been watching it, like in what's happening around the world, it has given me this weird melancholy nostalgia for a time that I have not really thought about other than what I was doing then. Like, you know, I think about 2007, I'm like, okay, so I was there, I was doing that, and I remember me, but I don't remember
the world.
The world or the feeling of the world.
Yes.
Going back into this, I'm like, oh.
Oh, you've made me really want to go back and watch
it. I want to be part of that time now. That was a nice time. There wasn't much social media. There was social media, but there wasn't a lot of it.
Yeah, it wasn't taking over our lives.
Uh-huh. You weren't scrolling forever. Yeah. You were looking at social media maybe a few times a week.
It was about social. It was about your circle of friends.
I remember Instagram was amazing because you were just looking at photos in chronological order of your friends, or, you know, you would find photographers, or, you know, I found a Tintin expert who lived in Adelaide, and he would go to these different conventions to talk about Tintin. It was just I have not seen his post for years because Instagram does not show it to me at all. And just that time where it was worthwhile, now it's just you just find yourself scrolling.
Oh my gosh, it's addictive, the scrolling.
Don't even know you're doing it.
But you absolutely unequivocally don't want to be scrolling. You don't want to be addicted, but you find yourself 15 minutes can go like
it's that terrible. And you try and find reasons to do it, which is why people DM funny videos or whatever videos to each other, because you're like, oh, I've been scrolling, but I've sent three to that person.
Yeah.
And now it's have
to look at
it's
the poker machine of your phone. It's the let's do one more. I'll just flick up once more and I'll find a funny one that I can end on, wasn't it? I'll find one more.
Do one more.
Just one more.
Let's get one more.
One more.
And the problem is there are some videos on there that are designed for you to be confused and you're like, what is this? And you read the comments and you've spent too long on it then.
Yeah.
And then the algorithm will show you that stuff.
I know. When you go to the comments.
And you're like, what is this story?
What is going on?
I don't understand this video. What was the point of it? And sometimes there is no point. They're literally just doing it for reach and engagement. And it's just depressing. So Gavin and Stacey is from before that era. But
are you enjoying Gavin and Stacey?
Those two characters are fine.
Yeah.
It's the others.
Oh, it's the others.
It's her uncle.
But
who is
as a whole, are you loving it?
It's her uncle who is the purest soul ever.
Mm.
He finds joy in everything. And I'm like, we should be more like him. We should.
He's a bit like Kel Knight.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He dresses like that.
Yeah.
But Kel Knight is far more joyless. There's no... Kel
he's
gets
not joy from
others. Stuff.
Yeah.
Where I have to find his name.
Stacey's uncle.
Stacey's uncle.
Not Stacey's
No, she's got it going on. Bryn.
Yes.
Bryn is just, he gets joy from so many little things. Just, he's a really nice guy. So I've been really enjoying that. And I think if you've never watched Gavin and Stacey before, watch it. If you haven't watched it for years, it's going to give you a hit of nostalgia that I think you need of a better time that you need in this day and age. Would you like a quiz?
Yes, I would.
Good. It's about British television programs.
Because you're boycotting.
Boycotting.
Can I dare you to extend your boycott? I just want to say how long you can do it for. One more week?
Yeah, I've been rewatching Fisk, so I could probably do that as well.
I will give you a Violet Crumble.
I love Violet Crumbles. Okay.
Maybe even a full size, not a mini.
I thought you were going to trick me and give me a mini. So, no, but it nice. Wouldn't have tricked because then I would have. Anyway,
yeah.
Synopsis, you tell me the show.
Okay.
This is a sitcom and it follows a lady in her attempt to prove her social superiority and to gain standing with those she considers upper class. Her attempts are constantly hampered by her lower class extended family who she's desperate to hide.
It's not Ab Fab, is it?
No. It's a lady.
Yeah, that's Ab Fab is a lady.
She's got a husband.
She does. Oh, yeah, okay, keeping up her appearances. I'm so dumb.
Great show, isn't it?
So dumb.
Okay. Two parts of Britain collide when these two characters fall in love, bringing their families.
Gavin and Stacey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Each episode.
Yeah. Murder Most Horrid.
No.
God, imagine if I got that. Leah, imagine if I got that.
That would be really, when you wake in the night.
Each episode. Got it.
Okay. Comics, okay. As they tackle a series of spontaneous improvised sketches with only a few random ideas from the studio audience and their host. It was also made in America afterwards.
Yeah.
It had Ryan.
I know.
Colin.
Yeah, in the Red Steps.
Yep.
It's a question.
Who
do you think? No. No, I take that back. Whose line is it anyway?
Great. Good one. Good.
I knew it though. I absolutely knew it.
You knew it. We watched so much of that.
Who didn't?
It was so good.
We all thought we could do.
Yeah. Well, I'm as good as them. This is a sitcom about four students in a North London house.
Yeah, it's the young ones.
Yep.
You only had to say four students and I was with you.
Just letting people listening to give you a slow clap because that was really impressive.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well-known British people play detective as they go in search of their family history.
Oh, who do you think you are?
You'd already said it.
You should give me 2 points for that because I
okay, 2 points.
Already got it. I was in the future.
Police drama series following.
The Bill. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. It's a cup of tea for me.
That's a cup of tea.
Okay, I really am enjoying this quiz so much. I
finished it though.
Okay, I'll give you one. Student newspaper.
Press gang.
Yes. Emergency ward in a busy. Well,
could have been any of the ones that you just said.
Emergency ward.
Oh, casualty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, this is
two teams, two vegetables.
Oh, ready, steady,
cook.
Go.
Yes, cook. Ready, steady, cook. Ready, steady, go.
This was one I was going to put in, but
okay.
I ran out.
Okay.
In France during World War II, Renee. Runs a small cafe.
She does.
No, he does. Where the resistance fighters.
Oh, nah, it's gone. Gestapo I don't have men. It in my head. Oh.
It's the equivalent of saying ciao, ciao.
Hello.
Yep. That was all brilliant. And now that we've said hello, hello, it's time to say goodbye, goodbye. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Ah, what's up, come on.